Hey guys, Nick Drosos,
Dr. Andrew Steinberg,
and welcome to another episode of
Have the Balls to Talk About It. So, we got our resident physio, pelvic physiotherapist Woody back with us, and you know, we're always looking for sort of different angles of some of the more important topics that we deal with. And you know, erectile dysfunction, as we know, is really multifactorial. And there's a kind of a subset of patients that I hear a lot about, and never from patients and in their stories, and I never really made sense of it until had a discussion with Woody a couple of weeks back. And we thought it would be a great topic for a show to try to have us and you kind of understand a subset of patients, and it may be affecting a lot of men, maybe more than we know. And that's the, well, why don't you talk about these two subjects? So.
Yeah, I think there are these two type of erectile dysfunction. They have clearly mechanical issues underneath. So the first type, we call it position dependent erectile dysfunction. So certain men can only have an erection or maintain erection in a certain position,
for example. And that I hear a lot.
Yeah.
And I never knew what to make of it. I always thought it was psychological because, you know, they say, well, when I'm on the bottom, okay, but when she wants me to come on top of her, I lose it. And I always think, okay, maybe there's a pause in the action, whatever. But I think it's, now that after speaking to you, it's definitely more than just that psychological, that pause in the action. And the other one?
The other we call the movement related.
Movement related?
Yeah. So the first type is because we have to understand different sexual position, you know, our body, you know, work differently. So for example, certain sex positions require, like, you know, you need to have a more range of motion to get penetration. And there are certain positions which actually restrict the man's movement.
Well, sorry, without you know, telling us all your secrets, do you find any of this affects you? Because I can see some of this in me.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I think it happens, every man I know, when they open up, have had some kind of issue like we've talked into in the past. For sure, there's certain, I don't know if it's because I'm more comfortable in some positions than others, or is it a mind thing, but yeah,
I think it goes probably to the mechanics.
Yeah, because some, for example, like just compared to like a doggy style, compared to missionary, doggy style, there's way more, give you way more access to during penetration. But if you look, for example, you know, the female top, like, you know, they call it cowgirl, which is really restrict the man's pelvic movement, so which not allow you to do a lot of deep penetration.
And there's the reverse cowgirl.
Reverse cowgirl, yes.
No, really. But these, and these kind of scare me because we deal with penile fractures, and those are the kind of the most...
Where you actually see, like...
So, you know, go slow, go gentle.
Yeah.
We're going to need another episode on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely we have to understand body mechanics. And also, you know, for people who have a weakness of pelvic floor, different position, they are loading the pelvic floor differently. You know, when we're standing, there's way more load to the pelvic floor than compared to sitting. So people sometimes they can maintain a good erection when they sit down.
Because everything is pushing down on the pelvic floor.
And there's also a seat support the pelvic floor. But as soon as they stand up, there's no support, there's way more body weight on the pelvic floor, and they lose their erection. So this is what we call position dependent. Like, they can only achieve position. I have the guy, like, he can only achieve, you know, erection and having sex when he lie on one side. But as soon as he lie on the other side, he loses erection. Because, you know, he has this big, like, you know, a back deformity. As soon as he stand on the position, align the position, which is exactly the deformity, the body cannot function well. But on the other side, which is, you know, try to reduce the deformity, which is help him to maintain erection.
So this is connected when he does, it's connected to his back, you were saying?
This is a back issue.
Wow. So a back issue could be related to a certain position. Wow.
Exactly. And this has come to the second, we call it the movement related. The movement related is slightly different than this one. They can pretty much masturbate in maintaining erection in all different positions. They have no problem with the masturbate. Because masturbate, they don't move their back. They only use their hand, right? But as soon as during partner sex, as soon as they move their pelvic, they lose erection. And patient have see a lot of, you know, sexologists and say, I have no issues with my partner. I want to have sex with her or him, but as soon as I move my pelvis, I lose my erection. So this is called a movement related. So they can do very good solo sex, but they cannot have a good partner sex. But we already rule out all these psychological issues. And then we start to discover someone have a very stiff back, have back pain, and this back pain can be a big distractor of their sex. You know, you think about your back is hurting when you move. How does it contribute to your sex? So that's, you know, another type of cold.
So is it, I've asked you this before, but is it your physical, like, would you see a guy in shape strong that would have these issues, or would it be somebody generally who's not in shape that would have it? Or it's irrelevant?
That's a very good question. I would say probably in the relatively young, in young population, because people, when they are, let's say, when they are 50, 60, normally they don't concentrate on the erection only. They're already used to their routine.
They're compensating for whatever issues they've had, and they've learned their ways around it.
Exactly. But young people, they like to try to explore new things. They want to learn this new technique from pornography, want to try a new position, and then they lose their erection, they get frustrated.
And they don't deal well with the failure.
Exactly. So I think for this two type of mechanical erectile dysfunction, we definitely see more in the young population. I mean, young in the, I can say, range to early, you know, 20s to the mid 40s. People are really sexually active and try to explore new things, and gradually they find out, oh, there are some issues I cannot.
And quickly, what's a treatment that you do with them to help them?
Yeah, as they are mechanical erectile dysfunction, we have to figure out what's the mechanical underlying issues. You know, either mobility issue, muscle coordination, endurance, breathings, like all these mechanical
issues. Nerve impingement,
nerve mobility, because the nerve have to move during all the sex. And actually, when we move with movement, actually you increase your stimulation to these nerves. But sometimes the movement restrict the nerve, they cannot slide in well.
You talked about before sort of more positional with, and we keep on pointing to the back when we talk about nerves, but what about the pudendal nerve and erections?
Pudendal is very critical for in the erectile function. But a lot of position, for example, in the long slouching sitting position, that's a lot of stretching to the pudendal nerve. And there's compression. A lot of people will sit in a bad position and the place, you know, the pelvic floor and the pudendal nerve in a vulnerable position. In that position, people are gonna have issue if they have pudendal nerve problem. They say, if I go deep thrust, if I go too much flexion, I lose my erection because the pudendal nerve not sliding well in that position.
So I'm gonna say, if you're gonna ever see a pelvic physiotherapist, you kind of need to do a little self-detective work and know where you're having the problems. Like, try to remember what was the position, what was the scenario, to bring that information to you to be able to play detective together and find out what the source is.
It's very interesting. For me, this is all new. It's things that I've never heard and people never talk about. And I think it's very valuable for people to know their body, know mechanically first, like what's off. And it's interesting, you know, you might have a hard time getting an erection and then it's really related to a back pain and you're like, it's the last thing you would think of. You would think, okay, Andrew, give me some pills. But I mean, I guess I like the whole holistic approach that you take on this. And I think it's very interesting.
Yeah. We're going to have him back to do a really anatomy lesson.
Anatomy, yes.
You know, to talk about the pudendal nerves and you know, the sacrum and the nerves from the... Yeah. And the lumbar spine and so on, and really understand how everything works, flows together, and why it causes all these things we've been talking about with them.
Dr. D or Master Yoda, thank you for coming on the show. Have the balls here. You gotta smack the balls. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to subscribe and hit the bell as well. Don't forget, click the link, join the Have the Balls Men's Club. We're gonna have Dr. D coming on and showing us some exercise. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next time.